choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, this is Pastor Wallace Renner, inviting you to join me every Friday at 1 p.m. beginning on December 7th for my new program, Words to Observe and Obey, the radio ministry of New Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Somebody say placement. So, I mean, if I never get in the right place, then I never get to fulfill my purpose. Huh? That makes sense, right? I've got to be in the right place to be able to fulfill my purpose. Let me give you an example. The Bible says that they that are planted in the house of the Lord do flourish in the courts of their God. They that are planted in the house of the Lord do flourish in the courts of their God. How many know you can take an orange tree and put it in a little pot and take it up to Canada? And in the summer, you can take it outside and you can put it out in the sun and you can fertilize it real good and, you know, take care of it and cultivate it. And you might even get some little oranges that'll grow from time to time on your little orange tree if you live up in Canada. Probably about that big right there, you know, maybe about that big right there. And you might grow one or two oranges, but it will always be a potted plant. Right? You cannot take that plant out of the pot up in Canada and put it in the ground. It'll never grow. It'll stay in a pot and it'll never get much taller than that right there, and it'll never have more than a couple of oranges. Does that mean there's anything wrong with Canada? Not that I know of. Except it's cold. Huh? Anything wrong with the orange tree? No. Well, then why won't it produce? Wrong placement. Somebody say wrong placement. Now, you can take that same orange tree and take it out of the pot and bring it down here to Florida and put it in some white sandy ground and let it get some good old Florida sunshine. That sucker will grow 30 foot tall and it'll produce dump truck loads of oranges over the next 30 years. Why? Right placement. Let me understand this morning how important placement is. Why does it do that? Because it got in the right place. Is anybody connecting with what I'm talking about this morning? It got in the right place. You know what? I've watched people in the body of Christ come along and they get in the wrong place, and all of a sudden they find themselves in the right place. And when they get properly connected, things begin to flourish in their life. Things begin to come out of their life. And people look at them and go, "Boy, I never saw that in them before." What happened? They got in the right place. And you know what? They could have never done what they were doing in the wrong place. They had to get in the right place for them to be able to flourish. They had to be in the right placement for it to take place, for it to happen in their life. Then I've seen some people, they're in the right place, and somebody else comes along, and they look at that somebody else that comes along, and they get envious of the place that the somebody else is in. So they get themselves out of the right place, and they get into the wrong place, and all of a sudden it's a disaster. Why? Because they got in the wrong place. We see that happen all the time in the church, don't we? Why? Because human nature, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Hey, every Sunday, man, people be sitting down in the church, "Man, I could do a better job preaching to that." And then they get up here and try it, and all of a sudden, uh-oh, wrong place. You got to be in the right place. Somebody say, "I got to be in the right place." You know why that happens? Because he sets members in the body as he wills. And the purpose and the destiny of my life is going to flow out of the fact that I am properly connected in God's family. I got to be properly connected for my purpose to flow. Amen? And properly connected to God's house. You have a place. Somebody say, I got a place. I'm getting a little bit of help this morning. Just a little bit. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, Jesus said this, wherever two or three of you are gathered together, I am there in the midst of you. Isn't that beautiful? That's called the law of agreement. Somebody say the law of agreement. How many know he taught in the Old Testament that if any two or three can bear witness, then this covenant can be established. That's how you established a covenant. Two or three people had to bear witness, then a covenant could be established. So what does he say, two or three? Do you know that Jesus, when he said that if any two or three people gather, I'm right there in their midst. Do you know when he said that, he was actually going against what the Pharisees taught? He was just going right up against everything that they taught, because in Jesus' day, a Jewish synagogue had to be formed by 10 people coming in agreement. You couldn't have synagogue unless you had 10 people. If it was 9, no synagogue. And then Jesus comes along and says, two or three, baby. I'm right there in your midst. In the Jewish culture, God's holy presence wouldn't be there unless you had at least 10 men meeting together. Then it could qualify as a synagogue and a household meeting of God. That's what they called it, a house. That's what synagogue meant, a household meeting of God. But you had to have 10 people. And Jesus comes along and said this, you know what? It's not just about men, and it's not just about the number 10. He said, if just two or three of you get in love with me, I'm right there together with you in the midst of you. My presence will fulfill the gathering. The Holy Ghost can get loose in there. And when you come together, the presence of the Lord is right there in your midst. Why does he bless that? Think about that. Why does he bless that? Why does the power of agreement begin to bless things when two or three people come together in his name? It's because we build community. Somebody say community. How many know community is important? Your life was not meant to live in isolation. Well, I'm introverted. Well, stop it. I need my alone time. Stop it.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Life was meant to live in corporation. Somebody said corporation. God has incorporated you. We are meant to live together. Amen. How many know if you're going to invest in people's lives, it has to be intentional? I mean, you have to intentionally do it. You don't become friends with somebody by accident. Come on, I'm going to try it again. The Bible teaches that if you want friends, you must show yourself to be friendly. If you don't want nobody to like you, keep acting the way you act. You'll be all alone. Come on now. Amen. That means that I have to intentionally build relationships. But Pastor, I'm so busy. Pastor, I'm so shy. Pastor, I've been burned by people that have said they're my friends and they're not my friends anymore and they've treated me so bad. I don't want any more friends. I'm introverted. Stop it. Stop it. Touch somebody and say, stop it. You are not alone. We are people. God has called us to be people together. Oh, I'm trying to help you this morning. Amen. You know, a lot of people can't get up on a stage and talk to people, but most people have no problem building relationships, you know, one-on-one or two or three people at a time in a safe environment where they recognize they're not being judged or they're not being criticized or they're not being made fun of or laughed at, but they're being encouraged to become everything that God wants them to be. How many know it's easy to make friends in that environment? It's hard to make friends when you walk in a group and everybody looks at you and laughs. Or they put you down because your personality ain't all that. Or you're quiet. And they go, what is wrong with you? I just assume that people automatically like to build relationships. I don't know about you, but I like to have friends. Huh? I don't like to be alone. Matter of fact, when I'm alone, I just watch TV with people I don't even know. I watch TV about other people's lives because I don't want to be alone. One of my favorite things to do is go to the movies. Why? Because I don't want to sit by myself. I like building relationships, but I also realize some people don't. Some people are loners, and because, you know, they get so bombarded with all the stuff going on in their life, they just end up becoming loners. But how many know God didn't call you to be a loner? He called you to other people. That's not God's plan. That's a cop-out. Listen, isolation is a key strategy of the enemy to destroy life. If the devil can get you alone, he can destroy your life. Why? Because there's no encouragement. That's why the book of Acts says in 2:42 says this, the early church was devoted. Somebody say devoted. They were devoted to the apostles' doctrine. I love the apostles' doctrine, which meant they were devoted to the teaching, they were devoted to the instruction, and they were devoted to take the kingdom of God out to the entire world. That's the apostles' doctrine. Teaching, instruction, and God, and spreading the gospel. I believe that's a good doctrine. Huh? They were devoted, it said they were devoted to breaking bread, which means they took communion regularly. They were devoted to prayer. See, we forget that word devotion sometimes today because we think, well, I got to. That's not what devotion means. Devotion is a way of life, ladies and gentlemen. Amen? You know, most of us, we really don't have a problem with being devoted to those three things. I'm committed to come hear you preach, Pastor. I'm committed to get to church. I'm committed to receiving communion with the rest of the body. I'm committed to praying. But the one that we seem to forget most of the time is that they were devoted to fellowship. They were devoted to hang out with each other. My goodness. So, I don't know. You get on my nerves after a while. Well, get over it. That's why you got to be devoted. Huh? Oh, Jesus. You know what that means? That means they prioritized. They prioritized. They intentionally went after each other. They intentionally built relationships. How many understand we cannot reach a lost and dying world that we've been called to reach if we don't know who they are? I on purpose have about 10 casual friends. They're not close friends. I on purpose have about 10 casual friends that don't know anything about God that I hang out with every week. On purpose. I spend every Thursday night with these guys. And I drop a little bit of Jesus in there every time I get a chance. But I do it intentionally. I look for ways. I strategize ways. I'll just give you an example. I was talking to one of the guys Thursday night, and I was asking him how things were going. Well, my marriage is on the rocks, and, you know, she was gone, but she moved back in. And I said, well, man, you know, anytime you want to talk about that, because they all know I'm a pastor. I said, anytime you want to talk about that, I'm available. He looked at me, he said, really? I said, yeah, I can help you. He said, well, take my card and call me. How many of you got to do what you do intentionally? Henry Ford said this, to get people to come together is a beginning. To keep it together is progress. To get people to work together is a major success. Come on, we had major success yesterday, didn't we? Amen. How many know there are a lot of people that meet together in settings like this, but they never work together. They just show up on Sunday and you don't see them again until next Sunday. So they have a beginning, but they never have the fruit of a relationship. They have the very beginning of it, but they don't have the fruit coming out of their life that God intended to come from having relationship. Two things that affect us in America, that affect building relationships in America. The first one is the spirit of independence. The Declaration of Independence. See, we read that and we think, well, I'm an independent, free person. No, it was our nation was supposed to be independent of everybody else. But we've got this independent streak, and it works in our culture, and it's been rooted in our nation, and I'm glad to be American. But you know something? In our effort to have these individual freedoms, we've developed an independent attitude. And God never expected us or wanted us to have an independent attitude.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee.
There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever. Now thy gracious kingdom bring, by thine own eternal spirit rule in all our hearts along, by thine all-sufficient merit raise us to thy glorious throne.
Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The snowflakes fell in silence over Bellow Wood that night, for a Christmas truce had been declared by both sides of the fight. As we lay there in our trenches, a silence broke in two. A German soldier began to sing a song that we all knew. Though I didn't know the language, the song was Silent Night. And I heard my buddy whisper, All is calm, all is bright. Then fear and doubt surrounded me, 'cause I'd die if I was wrong. But I slowly stood up in my trench, began to sing along. And across the frozen battlefield, another's voice joined in, till one by one, each man became a singer of the hymn. Then I thought that I was dreaming, for right there in my sight stood the German soldier, neath the falling flakes of white. And he raised his hand, smiled at me, as if to say, Here's hoping we both live to see us find a better way. And for just one fleeting moment, the answer seemed so clear. Heaven's not beyond the clouds, it's just beyond the fear. No, heaven's not beyond the clouds, for us to find it here.
Amid the snows upon a winter's night,
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.